How's it going? My name is Connor Gilson, and I am the president of CG Consulting. Tonight, I want to kind of do something. I'm doing a normal podcast in a few minutes, part of the series of, why am I so freaking happy? But I want to do something interesting, something unique, something different. I wanted to do most of my podcasts are scripted to a degree. I take notes. I look at previous studies I've learned about, things that I've done, things that others have done, and I kind of put out an outline and then I talk off of that. I don't read it. There are some blurbs, whether I'm doing a study where I will read something right out of it. But many of the times I'm just kind of looking at my notes. I've always been very good at public speaking and having an outline and not really looking at it that much, just there in case I draw a blank or something like that. But tonight is, this podcast is going to be completely 100% pure, directly from my heart. And it comes from actually a conversation that I've been having kind of repeatedly lately. It happened a few days ago. I was texting somebody and I was jokingly getting on their case about how they weren't listening to my podcast, which they took incredibly seriously. But they told me that they were trying to learn time management and they were having a hard time learning it. And it's interesting because then a couple weeks or a couple days later, I was having another conversation with somebody about how they were having problems with time management, how they had recently started playing video games, and at first it was something they used to relax themselves, which helped them focus on work more when they were focusing on it, but as seems to start consuming their life too a little bit. And then I had another conversation tonight when I mentioned to somebody that I work anywhere from 12 to 19 hours in a day. And they said, like, how do you stay like focus, how do you not burn out? And I said, well, basically my time management skills and the way I dictate my time helps it to be kind of refreshing. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about how important time management is. And then let's talk about really how complex or how easy it is, because in my opinion, it's very, very easy to be good at time management. I guess I would say, actually, let's before I get into that part, let's get into that first part. How important is time management? Let's talk about that. How important is time management to us is a very good question that I think all of us should ask ourselves. We never should take for granted the time that we have. If you listen to previous podcasts, I had that whole section on how basically our lives are one of the very short, some of the shortest periods of life, compared to things like the universe or planet, things like that. Yeah, we live longer than, a fly or a bird or a cat or a dog or something like that. But compared to the earth that we lived on, as I had said before, that we live for half a second. And it's interesting because if you were to take If you were to have a bank account full of money, I'm gonna actually look up this number as, because a lot of you probably have heard this this analogy before, but I want to make sure I'm accurate here, okay? And yeah, so if you had a bank account, okay, that had, you know what? Actually, I kind of wanna. I was gonna do. No, let's do this. Actually, you know what? Let's go on the easy side here. Let's go on the easy side, right? Actually, you know what? I like the number better for that one. So anyways, I was doing a little math there anyways. But say you had a bank account and you had at the beginning of the day, you had $86,400 in your bank account, and you had that whole entire day to spend as much as possible because by the end of the night, by the time it struck 12, you would lose what you had there. If you couldn't, you can't go over, and you can't, if you don't spend it all, it does not get carried over to the next day. Okay? And that happens every day. How many of you would actually utilize that $86,000? And it's interesting because that's our life, right? When, and I know a lot of you have probably heard this analogy before, and it's not a new thought, and I'm not saying it to like pop a light bulb on in your head, because like I said, most people have already heard this in their lives. But the interesting thing about that is with our lives, we have 86,400 seconds in a day. So in one day, we have 86,000 400 seconds. Now, we can choose how to use that time, or we can let that time choose how it goes by us. And by the time it hits 12 o'clock at night, can we personally say that we use our time in a way that benefits us? Now, it's interesting because I don't want people to get hung up. I don't want people to get hung up and be like, oh, just because Connor or other, entrepreneurs work all the time, that's what I should do. That's what, that's how you make money. That's what you should do. Notice how I didn't say that we use that time for just money. I don't even come close to thinking that our, and I don't think, yeah, I don't think our time on this planet, living, experiencing, should be working constantly. I don't think it should be. I don't think it should be always focusing on money. I don't think it should be about how much we can make, what we can do with the money, things like that. I think that $86,000 or 86,000 seconds should be used to make us happy. And for me, working and helping people build companies and businesses that they want, and teaching psychology and becoming very, very close to the people that are in my life, and racing cars and taking some crazy risks in my life at times, investing, all that stuff, that's what makes me happy. It's a big solution, and a lot of it, people, even like people in my personal life, fit into that. I have this saying that I do not enter other people's reality, people enter mine. Okay? And yeah, I mean that partly is going to have a kind of aggression type of feel to it, like, oh, okay, Connor thinks the world revolves around him. I don't think that. But I realize that when it comes to time and when it comes to mindset, there are very, very few people that have it correct. There's very few people that can go through a week without being majorly depressed. There's very few people that can focus on something for longer than a couple of days. There's a lot of things that if I were to constantly enter other people's realities, then it would start interfering me. And when we get into the whole, time and how to manage it, I'll talk about that. But our time should be very, very important to us, and the way we spend our time should be very, very important to us. And the reason why I'm kind of glad this podcast popped into my head now is I've kind of given you all the pieces for time management, and that's why it kind of struck me as odd. It struck me as odd the first time I heard it in the last couple of weeks, because this person is listening to my podcast, and I feel that some things may have been missed. I mean, they are behind, so I'll give credit or give a kind of pardon there. They are behind on the podcast, but there were some parts that they listened to that would have probably helped them there. But like I said, you can listen to this podcast or one podcast over and over and over again. You're still going to get stuff, and I don't recommend that. There's certain ones that I have. There's certain podcast episodes that I recommended people to listen to over and over again, but not every single one of them. But it strikes me as odd, like I give you all these tools and yet you're not paying attention to it. But then I kind of thought about it. I kind of thought about like this is a very intense, complex thing to certain people. And that's the reality. When we, I feel like our minds get time locked. We feel like, oh my God, I have to do all this stuff. I have to do it all today or all this week, and I have to get it done. And I do it too. I'm guilty of it as well, where I will freak out because I'm, because I'm like thinking about everything that I have to do with my time. But I also step back and calculate and look at things to help myself with that. So time is very, very important to us, and time management is extremely important because you need to manage time. And there's a lot of people that do schedules and things like that, and they don't really work for me. I mean, I'll have like a schedule, like most of the thing, like my work and stuff is all in my head. Whenever I'm setting up a schedule or setting up an appointment with somebody, my blocked out times for work are already there in my head. Like it's like it transposes out of my eyes into the phone screen as I'm setting a schedule. And actually sounds crazy. But I'll use this kind of as the bridge to how to be good at time management. I have a gauge in my head. Everybody has a priority in my life. I know it sounds horrible, but the people that don't put effort and the people that constantly cause me harm, pain, frustration, things like that, they have a rating. And if I'm looking at a calendar and I'm thinking about either having somebody over or setting up a free like consultation with them or going over their house to help them with something, things like that, there's a priority scale. Trust me, I wish I had enough. I really do. Like honestly, like there's not one thing I like more than helping. There is nothing. I be completely clear here. There's nothing I want to do more in my life than help other people that I care about. You could say that that is literally the blood, the core that the core element that pumps through my veins. If I could, and that's the thing, when you're good at what you're doing with consulting, it's that. You're getting technically paid for helping other people, and when you do what you love and you love helping other people, then you're gonna always make more money doing that, doing your passion, helping other people than when you're focusing on, oh, I gotta make this, gotta make this, gotta do this. Everything's much easier. And time management, I think one of the things that I see people do way too often when they're doing time management is they try to follow this rigid, like complex structure. And now, don't get me wrong, there's people that it works for. There are people that it works for. There's certain parts of my schedule that I will not touch. There are very few people in my life right now that could say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Can we hang out Friday or Saturday night? Very rare. It doesn't happen because that's one of, or those two nights are two nights that I make a lot of money with one of my income streams. I don't mess with it. I mean, I could afford to take at least one Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Saturday off to hang out with people. And I've actually had that requested before and I've declined. So, time management is really kind of a free-flowing thing. I think we constantly, because we got to think, when we're thinking about everything that we got to do, guess what you're wasting? Yeah, you're wasting time. Like, don't get me wrong, there's times where I write lists of things that I need to do in a day. And sometimes my mind's very good at that. I'll give you a little thing about me. I'm also very scared about lists because I know people that write lists and it's like they forget everything. So I try to not write lists all the time, to kind of keep my mind fresh. Like I feel like if we constantly are writing everything down, it trains our minds to not have to remember things that we got to do. And I don't like that. I like when it pops into my head and be like, yeah, I got to do this. Okay. but I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it. I don't spend time be like, yep, so at 1 o'clock I gotta do this, and then about 1:30 I gotta go do this, and I gotta work till like 4, and then I'll take a lunch break, and then I'll go back to work. No, it's not like that. It's all kind of free flowing. If I get hungry, if I'm like behind on work, I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna take my break in an hour, or I'm gonna go, stretch in an hour. But I'm not gonna, constantly micromanage my whole entire life. It's not a good idea. One of the biggest time destroyers, and it's funny because one of the people, one, actually, two, I don't know about the third person because I didn't get into it, but the two first people, we'll say that, the two first people that talked about time this in the past, I think it was 2 weeks, week and a half. They said how they do not have enough time and that they're having a hard time with time management. And then they immediately tell me, like within the next couple of days, or one case, right then and there, I'm playing video games all the time. And if there's anybody that knows about playing video games to the amount of excess, it's me. I used to play at one point in my life 15 hours a day. I was very good and I topped leaderboards and stuff, but I know better than anybody what video games can do. And if you ask the younger version of me, I would have never ever assumed that I'd be doing a podcast right now talking about my video game habit, and I haven't played video games except like on my phone, like while I'm waiting around for stuff. Which could be used better for like reading and listening to podcasts and stuff like that. And I do that. I feel like you do need some like kind of downtime or it will end up damaging you. But to think the like thinking back about that 15 hour a day video games, that's crazy. But even the first person that told me about how they're having a hard time doing time management, they can't even listen to a podcast. And like I said before, it was a joke that I did, but that's the funny thing. That's why I don't hold back any things that pop into my head, because even if it's something like a joke, I get information. Life is about getting information. That's what helps me get through things. I don't beat around the bush. I don't try to make things soft. I'll say it how it is, and that's how it is. And it saves me a lot of time. So there's another thing. If I was doing this podcast normally, I'd have a little list where I would go over the ideas, but these things are just popping in my head. Okay? So, a big thing, a big time waster is who we spend our time with. I've talked about this before. I've talked about this a few times before about how if we look at our circle and we find out how much they make, and then we say we have five friends, and a lot of people don't have just five friends, but let's say your inner circle, five friends. One, two, three, four, five. You add up how much, they make, and then you divide it by five, and then that will probably be pretty close to your income. There is not one thing in my life besides me being aggressive on myself and telling myself when I need to stink and buckle up and start actually working again or start fixing something or whatever. Besides that, there's not one thing in my life that I take more seriously than people that I have in my life. In fact, after, and I've talked about this before about my breakup with my ex-wife, I started dating again. Honestly, at this point, pretty sure it's a waste of time. There's nobody that I have met in the past 6 months that is anywhere remotely close to the caliber that I am. And it's just a waste of time. Like it's like dealing with children. But that's the mechanism that I have in my head. I have these goals. Nobody else wants to align to them, which is fine. People can, go and drink constantly, or they can go and be pieces of garbage or things like that. I've actually cut out one person just recently because they weren't showing enough, like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, whatever. But people in our lives are literally the biggest time wasters we can have, especially if you're me, because I don't have friends in a way that most people have friends. I actually coined a term when I was younger, and I wonder if I have it in my camera roll. I'm hoping I do. It was a long time ago. And let's see. Yes, thank God I do. I had a term called, and I coined people that are not good friends or whatever as donuts. I have a post from Instagram. Boy, Instagram looked different then. Anyways, this is a quote that I wrote out, and I actually got like crazy amount of likes on this. Donuts. They look nice from afar, and up close are fine in short doses, but too much, and they will leave you feeling like garbage. They feel airy and nice at first, but can sit like rocks in your stomach and make you feel like you're rotting. They are not considered a food of quality. They usually are bright and visually loud to make them look better. They don't improve the deep matters in your life, and they are usually in the company of yet more donuts. Sound like any of your friends? That caught on so much that my friends and their friends and things like that were starting to call people donuts. It got to the point where it was a little intense because it was just kind of, it was mainly a teaching mechanism for one of my friends who I was teaching psychology and time and all this stuff. And this kid, this kid, man, honestly, has put so much time into learning and, studying from me and things like that it's crazy. I don't have, I had somebody recently that I thought it was going to become very close to that. Not really the case. My friend, he just has put so much work and effort into himself, especially learning time management. I would say that sometimes he's better at time management than I am. Like, a lot better. Like, yeah, I would say that. I mean, it's not all the time, but there are some times where I'm just like, dude, man, you get this, okay? But jumping back, our friends, our acquaintances, the people that we associate with, if they are not helping us in one way or the other, then at the very least, back off and stop spending so much time with them. I have a very, very strict, I'm actually trying to work on it and get better. My thing would do is if I was really close to someone and they were starting to like throw away their lives or not really like, hit their goals or gain or anything like that. Wow, it's 4 o'clock. I guess I'm not going to be doing my other podcast tonight. All right, well, whatever. This one's good. If they weren't hitting their goals, if they weren't striving for something, if they constantly were slandering and gossiping other people, if they are just donuts. Donuts. I would do one of two things. I would cut off from them and never talk to them again, or I would get them so blatantly angry at me that they never wanted to talk to me again, and then they always thought that, I did something wrong to like cause that, not that I was doing it on purpose. It's one of my favorites. It's a good one. Make them like I go like nuts and like start screaming and yelling, and then they realize they hate me, and then they're done. Yeah, my mind's a little fun sometimes when I know like what can get my way. Have people that think that they're actually mad at me when I orchestrated the whole thing. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get better. I know it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. I know. But time management with people will suck the soul out of you, especially if they're losers. Sorry. This is blunt. This is Connor time. If you, this is what it is. Losers, which all of us have in our lives will suck the living life right out of you. Time is life, okay? And there's a whole bunch of, relativity and theories and stuff like that about what time is or how it's not real and it's just a construct of the human mind and things like that. Got it? All right, cool, awesome, wonderful. I'm glad I got all this because I know some people are like, but time really is? Okay, just shut up. Anyways, blunt. Time, which is money and also happiness and also who we are and is more than anything our life measurement. We wake up in the morning. How much time do we have today? How much time do I have in life? This is coming from a kid that, oddly enough, had a midlife crisis at 18 years old. I was like, oh my God, I'm 18. I'm gonna die. Like, in all honesty, I did end up having severe medical problems that almost killed me when I was 19. So maybe my mind was on to some stuff. But when we spend time on other people, when we let them leech our life force out of us, that's on you. And with some of my close friends, I remember growing up, and I still have a few of them where I tell them, like, dude, this person you're hanging out with is not benefiting you in any way. Like, you're trying to hit all these goals, you're different, you're unique, and I understand they're latching to you because they're just finally, slowly getting into life where they want to realize they want to own their own business or start making money and stuff, and they're trying to leech information out of you. But they've been treating you like crap for years, and if you had listened to me in the first place and broke off before, then you wouldn't be being used now. That's one thing I do not tolerate. And I'm starting to feel recently that there is one person that is using me. And they are about to learn very quickly about how quickly I move on and change. That's the thing. You have to be like that. And that's the reason why I wanted to do this podcast unscripted. I wanted you to hear that in my voice. I love sometimes podcasts because you get to hear the vocal tone. I can teach somebody psychology and body language. It takes a very, very long time, but vocal tone kind of speaks to our subconscious. We kind of already have a software program inside us that feels and hears, vocal tone. So I kind of like that with podcasts, and that's why I wanted to do this one unscripted. I wanted to feel the emotion and the raw energy and have it come through on the podcast. But that's the reality. That's the reality. If you use me, and trust me, I know when you're using me. I know when you're around me when you want something, and then when you start getting it from someone else or someplace else, you start backing off or you treat me like garbage or things like that. Trust me, I'm a very observant human being. I know when somebody is using me, and you should know when other people are using you. If your friends are using you for money, for time, for companionship, just so that someone else comes into life and they start to like back you off. Dump them, go, leave, run. For the love of God, please reach deep inside your throat and grab your Adam's apple and then rip it out. Or if you're a girl, reach in and grab. How about we make this all so I don't get yelled at? Just reach in, just reach down your throat, rip through your chest cavity, it's okay, your esophagus, whatever, and grab your heart and rip it out and look at it. And just freaking stop. Just stop and get rid of these people in your life that are sucking your soul out of you and that are not letting you move forward. And I spent a lot of time talking about our friends and our people in our lives because that is one of the biggest things. Really, it is. If I told you to go for a week without hanging out with anybody that doesn't move you forward towards your business goals or towards the goals that you're listening to on this podcast, and if you were bluntly, and that's the thing, and we'll get into that in a second, the next one. If you need to be bluntly sharp and aggressive, you don't have to be blunt like me and everything. That's my style. And honestly, I don't want you touch, like, I don't want you on my style. That's mine. Stay off my stinking style. It's who I am. I don't want you doing that. But there's times where you need to be blunt and aggressive with yourself, or blunt and aggressive with other people, or blunt and aggressive with thought patterns. Okay? I just said that if I told you for a week not to go out and do things socially with people that aren't going to help you build your business, then I want you to, like, honestly think about that. And that's where it loops back. That's where those two things connect. One, when I say that, if you're like, well, I have this friend that, like, kind of does, you know, makes me happy and that helps me with my, like, no. A week where you only associate with people that are going to help you with your business or give you some type of lesson or teach you about something that's very, 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 very on the nose towards your business. Do it for a week. Honestly, do it for a week. That's all it is. It's 7 days. How many days? If I added up, if I had some little program that ran in the background that I could look at how much time you spent watching TV, I'm sure you can handle 1 week of only doing stuff like pretty much for work and then you time. But it's funny because it's crazy to me. It's insane. And I know I'm gonna get whacked by this one. I know people are gonna be like, oh my goodness, this is insane. The person that told me that they're having a hard time doing time management. This is gonna be fun. I can feel it already. First thing, had somebody coming back from another country or something. I forgot what it was. Coming back party. I don't even know. Do people have coming home parties? I guess so, right? I guess. Yeah. And they were going to that. And then the next day they were going to help somebody to work on their car. And then a couple days from now they're doing like family stuff. That's interesting, right? This is the reason why I wanted to use this. Because in a balanced human mind, those are all normal things, right? We have one, you know, some long-lost friends coming back. I think it's a good reason to, you know, spend an amount of time. Then you have helping somebody, you know, work on their car. Also something that I think that's good. Like I said, I like helping people, so that's a good idea. And then number three, I'm not very, very close to my family, but I understand people are, and I wish I was, but that's okay. But that's a good idea. You like, you know, being around family. But that's the thing. If you want to do something and you want to say, oh, I don't have the time to do it. One of my favorite things is people are saying, I don't have the time. I don't got time for that. I can't do that right now. I'm busy. No, this is life, okay? Busy and I, like, the only time I'll say I'm busy is if somebody's annoying me and texting me and I have to tell them because they get upset that I'm ghosting them or I'm ignoring them. It happens all the time. Or my thing that pisses off people is when I'm, like, super busy and somebody texts me and I say K. Like, I do the K, which has always been my thing, and everybody gets upset because we're all very, very sensitive now. But, like, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm sorry that I can't be able to come. I am going to write you a small book now. So, and then, ding, and then off it goes. Like, no, I don't have time for that sometimes. But if you're saying you're having time management problems and you're doing all this stuff, well, then that means that you're not having time management problems. Sorry to smack you in the face with that one. You don't have time management problems. Nobody has time management problems. No one. Unless you, like, are a child. If you're an adult, there's no such thing as a time management problem. Hot take. How about that, right? Hot take. Time management is not something that you can have as a problem. It's usually a conscious choice or a subconscious choice of what you actually want to do. So instead of saying, I can't do this because I'm busy, you see, like, I don't want to. Yep, we're bringing that back. It was in another podcast. I don't want to do that. This has higher priority than this, so that's why I'm not going to do this. There we go. Because if you really wanted to listen to somebody's podcast, or you really wanted to read a book, or you really wanted to learn about business, or you really wanted to learn a new business method, or you really wanted to go to the Grand Canyon, you'll do it. You'll find a way. I really wanted to quit my job and work for myself. I was scared. I was terrified. I just had something really bad happen to me a while ago. And then I am just opening myself up for another failure. I don't want to be homeless again. What if everything goes to crap and I lose everything again? So there's doubts. There's fear. But I really wanted to work for myself again. I really wanted to blaze my own path. I loved when I was a kid and I say, everything that I have in my life is me. Nobody else. Nobody pays me to do something at a small wage. I built this. Every client is brought in by me. I handle almost everything. I employ people. That's me. When you want something, there is no time management problems. You will get it. Everything in your way gets smashed out aggressively. You ever watch a train with a plow on it? Holy crap. Think a plow truck has some crazy power? Oh my God. A plow on a train, there's some of them that just go like freaking flying down a track. And you can literally see these giant like plumes of snow coming off this thing as it plows through the track. That's what it is. That's what you should be like. And if you don't have that, it's not a time management problem. Sorry to tell you, it's a wah-wah, I don't want to do it problem. And I'm sorry that I have to be that aggressive with people. And that's why I'm kind of glad this podcast has progressed to this end point here. Because this is what I want to stick in your head. And at first, it didn't even, and that's the thing. I didn't think about that. When I started thinking about the idea of this podcast, I'm like, I hit play or record. I didn't think it was going to get here because it made sense in my head as I went. And that's what I love about free-form podcasts. Love it. But that's the reality. Nobody has a time management problem. Unless you don't know how to manage time at all to any degree, and you have like no prioritizing system in your head. Especially now. Especially if you just finished this podcast, if you want to go through tomorrow and be like, yeah, I don't know how to manage time. Okay. There's no time management problems. You can learn and you can get better, and that's what everything is. There's no horrible problems. There's a little sand hill, or a mountain, or a cliff to climb, or you have to learn stuff to get over. But that's what it is. But I'm so tired. I'm so tired, and I've always been tired of people saying, I don't have enough time to do that. No, you choose not to. And I'm saying these things over and over and over again, hoping that while you're driving in your car or you're laying in bed, one of my favorite things to do, listen to podcasts, or you're on your jog or you're working out at the gym. Probably not the best ideas for those places, whatever. Or you're driving in your car for Uber or Lyft while you're hustling to, get your company on point. That they stick in your head. Because there's things you can do. You can get rid of bad friends. You can have a blunt system in your head that analyzes when you're wasting time and is super serious about it and is honest. You can change your outlook on what time management is. And the other things that I mentioned in this podcast. Like I said, don't have them written down, so I don't remember every single thing. And I was all over the place tonight. A lot of hot takes, if you will, for that, right? That's it. So simple. If you're fast forwarding through this podcast with that button because you have a time management problem, simple thing is, and I think is my favorite part of this podcast, you don't have a time management problem. You have a wah wah, I don't want to do anything problem. And that's what it is. And I know there's some of you people that are upset and angry and want to be like, but I do try to work and I do all this thing and I listen to this podcast hoping that you could help me. And now you're just calling me a baby. Kind of, yes. Yep. But if you want results, you need somebody that's going to make you get results. And yes, there's obstacles to time management, but a lot of them are self-induced on us. So spend time wisely. Spend it on the things that you want to do, because that's all time management is. Having the focus to see, well, probably shouldn't have done that, or, okay. Okay, got it. Got it. That's what I should do. Or okay, we need to change these things. That's what time management is. It's being honest with yourself in any given moment to move yourself forward. Simple as that. Anyhow, guys, that's about it for this podcast, this freeform one. I was going to make another one. I said I was going to make another one when I started the beginning of this podcast, but it's 4:13 and I don't want to go to bed at 5 or 6 again today. I want to kind of get a schedule where I'm going to bed at close to 4. And I'm tired, which is rare. I make a bunch of jaw popping noises into my mic as my jaw dislocates while I yawn. But yeah, I do want to go to bed. So hopefully this podcast has been helpful. I know it's super kind of aggressive, but time management is something that a lot of people don't seem to grasp. And I think that if you get kind of hammered on every once in a while, not hammered as in drinking, hammered on, things stick a little bit better. So hopefully that helps you guys out. Remember, get rid of friends that waste your time. Focus on your mind and, make sure that you're honest with yourself about what you're wasting time on. And realize that you don't have a time management problem. You have a problem with choosing what you want to do. Which at times is fine. If you're super young, it makes sense. But you gotta remember, every moment that goes by, you can afford it less and less of you wasting time. Anyhow, my name is Connor Gilson. I am the president of CG Consulting, and you have a good day, night, last, slash, morning time, evening, noon thing, whatever time you're listening to this. And yeah, adios.